The Wine Guy is presented on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it. Here now are the hosts of The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, our in-house sommelier, Jeff Crutchmeyer and Jesse Bruce.
This is The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. We're back after a couple of weeks off. We've had a lot of life get in the way here in these last couple of weeks. But we are back with another show, which is being presented by our friends at DSC Products. DSC Products, located in Muskegon. And they are the folks to go to when you need solutions. They don't just manufacture solutions. They are the solutions for carpet care, upholstery care, hard surface cleaners. They make the stuff that gets your stuff clean. Located in Muskegon. For more information, you can visit them at dscprod.com. They're on Latimer in Muskegon. As a matter of fact, or give them a call at 517-545-8187. As always, we have our good friend, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer, in-house sommelier from D&W here. Hello, sir.
How are you doing today, Jesse?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. It's been a while since we've been together, but we need to get back together and get drinking. That's what we do. We keep people informed and entertained. Remember, what sets our show apart from other shows that talk about wine is we are about pairings. And I always love when Jeff comes in because he brings a small Peruvian feast. And he did that today. He's got it all here. And so what is our focus today, good sir?
Today we're going to be focusing on extra big Moscatos. Now, the Moscatos that you normally know about are basically anywhere between 5 to 8% alcohol. Well, this year, we brought the double XL guys. These are the XXL Moscatos. This would be like a lineman showing up for a sprinter's race.
Okay.
I mean, these guys are big, bold, big bombs. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pair these guys up with some food that I brought in, brought some ribs from D&W, and then the goat cheese blitz from Lucy's right here in Grand Haven. Mm-hmm. And then we have a apple tart, some blue cheese, and Cracker Jacks, if you can believe that or not.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I
we get a little swerve, you know, a little swerve dinner here.
Yeah, we do. A little bit do. Now, just a little background here on Moscato. I love Moscato, and I told him one time ago, I said, that's my favorite kind of wine. I like Moscato. I always thought Moscato was a lighter fare, like it was your after-dinner wine, your dessert wine. I know a lot of people put Moscato on ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then you came in today and said, no, this is different. So they do make heavier Moscatos that are more your all-purpose, your entire meal wine.
That's correct. This is more of an this isn't a bigger, bolder structure. Like I said, this is between the 16 to 21 alcohol percentage. So you're talking right up there with basically like the liquors and the really high content California wines. So yeah, this is like a port.
Okay,
so if you can think of it like that, it's almost like that after dinner dessert port wine.
Okay.
And this is where we're at it with the Moscatos.
All right. Well, this is some heavy duty stuff. And what's the first one in the on deck circle?
First one that we got here is the XXL peach. And the funny thing about it, these are all made, and you're familiar, if you like your Moscatos, you're familiar. These are made by the Stella Rosa family. So these will all be familiar to you. That the packaging is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I kind of like the packaging on them. And this, like I said, so these are going to be kind of big, bold. I'm going to be excited to try this out. This is actually my first time trying these out. I heard about them. They got a big kick through TikTok. So the TikTok people are really going crazy about these. So I saw them on TikTok, kind of reached out to my reps, and they said, sure. So they brought them in. And we've been selling fairly good with these. So I got curious to figure out what's the buzz all about. You know? So we're going to go here with the XXL Peach.
All right, XXL Peach. First of all, take a look at the visual, the profile. It's a lovely gold, kind of a like a pear shade. Let's take a sniff here.
Now, if you swirl in your glass and you look at the what we call the legs, the residue and the way it pours and evaporates on the side right there. You can see it's really thick.
It is. This is a little, I'm going to use my ninth grade science term, a little viscous.
Yes.
It's viscous. There you go. Yeah. My Lithuanian friend. Yes. No, it's very viscous because when you swish it around the bottom of the glass, it just sort of hangs on it a little bit. Very, very strong, pleasant aroma.
And you usually don't serve this. I know, I'm serving here in a regular wine glass, but you usually don't serve these in a big wine glass. You go into a more, almost like a shooter type of glass.
Yeah.
A little more narrow. Almost like you can usually use a champagne flute.
Ooh.
Like that. Use it like that. Yep. Because that way for the way you drink it, when you pour it, it will go straight in and will hit the tip of your tongue, which is the sweet senses of your tongue.
Gotcha. If I could classify the aroma here, this smells like a bar in South Carolina on spring break. That's what it smells like. It's that kind of sweet smell. All right, I'm going to take a hit of this thing here. Again, this is peach.
Nice and peachy. Yeah. Mm. I'd almost think Georgia.
Mm. Oh. Oh, wow. Okay, now this is an experience that I've never had before.
Mm.
Number one, you can tell, I mean, it's got the Moscato characteristics, and it's very, very sweet.
Yes, it is.
But there's a little lead in there.
Right there in the very end, right? Oh, yeah.
But it's so thick, and it's...
Sweet?
Yes. Oh, it's very, not syrupy.
No.
No, but I mean, this is a very enjoyable drink.
But if we put it in the freezer and got it really cold, you could definitely pour this over ice cream, like a almost like a syrup.
Mm-hmm.
It would get thicker.
Yeah.
And it would just pour it right over there. Not that I'm encouraging.
No, we don't want that. No, we don't. But no, it's a very good. It's a very good, very good flavor. And
yes.
Oh, this is enjoyable. This could be. And like we've been talking about here, this could be paired with any aspect of the meal. But I could see it at any part of the meal. I could see it at the end of the meal. I could see it at the beginning. I could see it with talking to your friends and stuff like that. All right. Well, let's pair it with something. What do you want to chew into
all
first?
All right. I'm going to go with the goat cheese blitz because, I'm all about goat cheese. I love it. I went ahead and saw this at Lucy's there in Grand Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely had to get some, so... I'm dying to try it, so I'm going to try it.
All right, and I'm going to try some ribs, which I believe are from the D&W Smokehouse here.
That is correct.
Here we go. Take a hair. Mm. Oh, these are good and smoky.
Now, with this goat cheese bliss, it does have some apple slices in it. So the little apple slices.
It's quite
this.
Good. I was eating some of that before we got on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. All right. So, again, the ribs, nice, smoky, succulent, juicy. Take a little hit here. Ooh. Okay. You go first. Delicious, but you go first.
Oh, man. First of all, that goat cheese blitz from Lucy's is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is really great. And then when I had the peach, the Moscato here, that came right over the apple and the goat cheese and this Moscato. That is phenomenal. I would definitely love to see this served in many, many more restaurants. I'm actually going to talk with the owners about they should have this on their menu because that is a great combination pairing.
Mm-hmm. I thought with the ribs, first of all, I brought out the smoky. The ribs are smoky, but when it hit this, it made it much more smoky.
Mm.
Very full flavor, and then just a little bit of a kick at the end of it. Very, very enjoyable when you paired it with the ribs here.
Did it give it a little sweetness onto the barbecue?
Yeah, it did. It did. It kind of messed with the juices there, and it made it very nice and soft and juicy. And again, we're talking about, this is XXL Peach, and this is 16% alcohol. I'm gathering for the 16th. And this is from the Stella Rosa family. And it is one of the Moscatos that we are talking about today here on 92.1 WGHN and The Wine Guy. Our show, as always, is brought to you by our friends at DSC Products. DSC Products, remember, they don't just manufacture solutions, they are the solution. And we'll be back with more Moscato in just a moment.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
At DSC Products, we're clean freaks and proud of it. We don't believe in the 5-second rule. We give each other scrub brushes as gifts. And we've been creating cleaning products our competitors wish they had since 1983. From the highest quality carpet and upholstery chemicals to expert training and support, we'll save you time, money, and those ew faces from customers. We're more than a supplier. We're your partner in crime against dirt. DSC Products. Clean freaks. And proud of it. Find us at dscprod.com. DSC Products. We don't just manufacture solutions. We are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Welcome back to 92.1 WGHN. I'm Jesse Bruce, along with our in-house sommelier from the Grand Haven D&W, Jeff Crutchmeyer. And we, this week on The Wine Guy, which is being brought to you by DSC Products, are talking about Moscatos, but these are different Moscatos. And Jeff, for the folks who kind of missed the outset of the show, and if they did, shame on them, explain what's so different about these Moscatos that we're talking about today.
Well, most Moscatos that people know are usually anywhere between the ranges of 5 to 8% ABV, and then these, they range between 16 to 21.
Okay,
so these are, like I said, this is like, you know, swapping out your fly half for a front prop for those of you that are into rugby.
Yeah,
or like I said, we go ahead and swapping out your you know, your safety for a big linebacker.
Yeah, it's a bigger, fuller experience.
Oh, yeah. This guy here is going to put some holes right through that line, just like the Lions did this last weekend. My gosh.
Yes.
You know, they had some XXL going right through there.
They did. Yeah. Well, let's carry on here with this. And we've now got, this is the
Magnum VS. It's still the XXL.
Yeah.
But they have the two lines, and this is the Magnum VS. This is the Watermelon Kiss.
Watermelon Kiss. Yes. All right.
So now, and this is the 16%.
And again, this one has that same kind of viscous to it. Very thick. Let's take a smell here.
You know what I get with that?
What?
Watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Very, very strong. It's a summer smell. It is a summer smell. It's a summer smell, but it smells good. It's thick. And when you look in it too, I mean, some wines, there's no bubbles in this wine. I mean, it's just a solid.
Flat.
It's just
solid.
A flat, but but enjoyable. All right.
That's because when the higher, more in the alcohol you get, it's going to take out the effervescence out of it.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that was totally different than the first one. Ooh.
Yeah.
Now this had more life than that peach.
Yep.
It had more zip to it. It had, there's not a lot, I mean, you know, there's ethanol in there, but there's not as much. But I mean, it was a totally different experience than the peach.
This is not my 14-year-old Jolly Rancher watermelon.
No.
It tastes like it, but boy, at the end, that alcohol was there.
Yeah, it was.
It was
waiting for you like an old friend.
It was. I'm telling you. I mean, that hit. I mean, it literally opened up my chest. But at first, I really thought it was like a Jolly Rancher.
Mm-hmm.
It was that nice, sweet, you know, watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
It was there. It was sitting there. I enjoyed it. And then all of a sudden, it's like right on the chest. Boom.
Yeah. No, it was there. It was there. Enjoyable.
Very.
Obviously, these are better chilled, but this was very refreshing. Refreshing. It was refreshing.
Yep. It was very refreshing. Yep.
Let's.
And like I said, the nose on these things are really good. I enjoy the smelling of it.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know, I like to smell everything. I mean, I smell because smelling, as I've said before, is 80% of
your
tasting.
Taste. Yeah.
So so I really enjoy that.
All right.
So this time, I think with this, I am going to go with the blue cheese.
You're going to have the blue cheese, and I'm going to have the, was this the goat cheese?
The goat cheese blitz.
The goat cheese blitz. I'm going to have the goat cheese blitz here on some bread. This is from Lucy's here in Grand Haven. All right, here we go. Let's pow down and let's go for this. All right.
It's smoky. Got a nice flavor on that. Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Gotta make it. Okay.
Went down the wrong tube on that one.
All right. I'll do mine first, then you go. This was unique because, like with the bread, I almost felt like it just sort of danced around the bread. It didn't really do anything with the bread. But boy, when it hit that cheese, boom. I mean, there was an explosion of flavor. I felt it on the back of my tongue. And it made that cheese taste so good. It gave it a fullness, a creaminess to it. With the bread, it just sort of made the bread soggy. It didn't really touch the bread for this. But when it hit the cheese, it was very, very exciting. This, again, we're talking about the Magnum VS Watermelon Kiss. 16% alcohol. What did you think of it?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I had it with the blue cheese. Kind of went down the wrong tube there when I went down.
He's going to make it. He's going to make it.
But, it was nice. It brought out the creaminess of the cheese. And then it really amplified the blue. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, to me, that was kind of that little, it gave it like a little swagger.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It gave the cheese that little swagger. You know you got cheese and you know what you're going to expect. But then when I had that, it gave it a little swagger in the mouth. And I said, man, that is blue cheese. That's there.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, is that. That popping right out, and that's good.
Yeah.
But then when I swallowed, like I said, I had a little cough and spirit.
It happens sometimes.
There, you know?
It happens sometimes.
Man, that was good.
That was some good, good stuff.
Yeah.
And again, these are all Stella Rosa wines that we're talking about, these Moscatos.
Yeah. So far, I have not been disappointed on these at all.
No, I have not. And again, if you missed the outset of it, we're talking about Moscatos, but we're talking about more full body Moscatos, not necessarily your after dinner drinks, not necessarily your before. Just these are ones that you could drink at any time. And coming up next, this is the one I kind of wanted to try the most. Let me give you a housing for that one a second. This is a beautiful red. Oh, look at the flavor profile on that. Look at the color. Okay, so this is XXL, and all these are made by the same company. Some are XXL, some are Versus, or VS, I should say, Magnum VS. But this is a lovely dark red. It's an XXL 16 strawberry and grape. Strawberry and grape. Let's take a smell here. Lovely.
Beautiful color. Beautiful color. I mean, you talk about these are like some of the reds on the trees when they're turning into fall time.
Yeah.
They're really dark with that light hint in there.
I tell you what, I took one whiff of this. Number one, it crawls right up your nose. Number two, strawberry jam. I smell strawberry jam. It's so pronounced and clear. It smells like strawberry preserves. I'm sorry, strawberry preserves. They're like those big thick things. That's what it smells like. But the color is beautiful. Smells great, and
really good.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm really enjoying. Like I guess, like I said, I'm a seasonal guy.
Yeah.
So I like, you know, when the seasons are changing. This so far with the peach. Would be my absolutely two great choices for aroma smells right now.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it's going to be like with the tasting, but for right now, the aroma, these two get me right into that summer or that fall zone.
Yeah.
I'm like right there.
Well, let's take a taste and see what zone we go to. All right, here we go. Okay, this again is strawberry and grapes. Oh, boy. Each one of these has gotten better. Now, that's a totally different experience than the other two.
Yeah.
This is, I feel refreshed. I feel like obviously we're not endorsing this. If I ran a mile and I wanted something to drink, this would hit the spot. It really was.
I can see that.
Probably not the best advice, but I mean, it's a refreshing taste. It's not taking anything out of you. It feels very good. The fruit is pronounced, but not overly so. Wonderful, wonderful drink.
Yeah, it's like a nice balance between that grape and that strawberry.
Yeah.
I mean, one isn't overpowering the other. The alcohol comes out, but it's not like I'm going, you know, oh, my God, you know, hitting the alcohol at the end.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the other ones were. This one here was really nice and smooth, consistent all the way through.
Yeah.
And it's got that, like, and you were right about the preserve.
Mm-hmm.
I get more of preserve than I would with the jam.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm this, you know, like when you open up the jam and
right.
You
yeah.
smell it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's,
All right.
Let, now, what
well,
do you want
to? This one here, for me, I'm going to go with the barbecue ribs.
All right. I'm going to have some of the apple tart.
Ooh.
Apple tart, here we go. Get some apple tart up here. Come here, little apple tart. Thank you very much, apple tart. All right. And again, the tart, the cheeses, the ribs available at D&W, and then the stuff we were putting on the bread, the goat cheese.
The goat cheese blitz.
Goat cheese blitz. That was from
Lucy's.
Okay, here we go. Have a little of this apple tart here. All right. Down the hatch. Mmm. That's good. Crumbly. All right, here we go. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Whoa, cinnamon. Holy cow. Oh, geez. All right, you go first.
This actually, with the barbecue, with that barbecue rib, with the sauce that was on there, this actually felt like it was part of the sauce. Like you put a strawberry jam glaze on the on the ribs. It was baked into it. Because that smokiness came in through the strawberries. It went through it and marinated into there. And it was like it was actually cooked on top of that meat. That was really, really a good combination. I like that.
I like this combination too, but I'm gonna phrase it in a very unique way. That was overwhelming, but in a good way. Because if you like cinnamon, when that apple tart hits this stuff, holy Ooh. Cow! I mean, it was a big, like you felt it go up into your nose, not painful or anything like that, but it was a huge burst of cinnamon, and it's maybe it's because the wine is cold and the tart was cold, but when it hit, it was just this big. Wow, like right there, a big plume went off. But, I mean, it was exciting. It was, I mean, it's not dull by any stretch. It was a good, good pairing. Indeed, indeed, it was.
Now, I guess we can understand why, you know, in 2023, there's only been 85,000 cases of this, you know, stuff kind of sold throughout the United States. And then in 2025, we had 2.5 million cases go through. So, I mean, this is picking up, and I can see why.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really getting, you know, really good for a Moscato.
For a Moscato.
You know?
Again.
Not a summer wine.
Not a summer wine. Not a summer wine. No. Again, today we're talking about full-bodied, full Moscatos. These are thicker Moscatos, bolder Moscatos, if you will. 16% alcohol in all of these. And we are going to take one more break, and we'll come back with our final Moscato of the show, because you're listening to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN, presented by our friends at DSC Products. To learn more about how they can supply you with the products you need to get your business or home clean, you can go to dscprod.com. That is dscprod.com. Or better yet, you can give them a phone call. They're local. 517-545-8187.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Uh-oh, red wine on the white carpet. And that's not just a stain, that's a family heirloom stain in the making. Enter Press-It from DSC Products, the fast-acting water-based dye remover that laughs in the face of grape juice, Kool-Aid, wine, soda, food coloring, you name it. No fumes, no flammable solvents, safe anywhere. Carpets, countertops, whiteboards, gone in seconds. So go ahead, live dangerously with your beverages. Press-It has your back. Visit dscprod.com. DSC Products, we don't just manufacture solutions, we are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
And welcome back to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce, along with our in-house sommelier from the Grand Haven D&W, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer. And on this week's episode, which I believe, if I'm following along, is our 20th episode, And we've been off the last couple of weeks because we've had a lot of life happening. But we're back this week. And what we are talking about here today are full-bodied Moscatos. Again, this is from the Stella Rosa Vineyards. And a full-bodied Moscato, these are Moscatos that are not necessarily your after-meal wines, not, as we talked about in the past, dessert wines, the wines you pour on ice cream. These are thicker wines, heartier wines that you can pair with your entire meal. And we've been having some selections from the XXL line and the Magnum VS line. And now we are up to Midnight Berry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Midnight Berry now is going to be a lot of your dark berries. You're going to have your strawberries in there, your blueberries, your blackberries, all of those berries that you can just think of that are all the dark juices. They're all one mixed in with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one big crush of berry flavor we should get out of these.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at the visual profile, again, thick, viscous, a little bubble in this one, but not much. Good legs, hangs on the bottom of the glass. Let's take a sniff here.
Yeah, hangs on the sides of the glass. They're real good. Got really nice viscous legs.
That's a very...
That's berry.
Yes, berry.
That's berry.
That's a very berry. That's a very berry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely color. Just like you said, just a whole cadre of berry wafting up there.
Yeah,
there's your blueberry.
Big hodgepodge of berries in there.
Yes,
it really is. It's like if you went out picking,
mm-hmm.
and then you just like grabbed the little bucket that you had all your little berries in there and you smelled it, this is what you would smell.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a hit off this puppy here. Here we go. Oh, that's so good. Okay.
Oh.
So that was a different experience. All of these, it's funny, for basically being in the same...
type of wine.
They're totally different. This one is... it's extremely fruity. I get a candy flavor out of this. It's almost like it's so sweet it's candy. Like you were talking about Jolly Rancher. I wouldn't say it was a Jolly Rancher, but it's definitely a sweet, super sweet flavor. Again, I would have this chilled. I would not have it room temperature.
Nope.
But no, I mean, it's good. I mean, I don't necessarily say it was refreshing. It's enjoyable. I wouldn't necessarily say it's refreshing. It's not like the other one that we had where, like, if I'd ran a race, I'd want a glass of that. But this, I could have this at any time. And it's quite good. It's very, very, it's smooth, too. None of these wines were busy or anything like that. They would go anywhere.
My profile on this one was a little bit different take than what you had on there.
Mm-hmm.
What I kind of get this, and it's not in a bad way. I get this as like a cold, little watered-down version of NyQuil, okay? I know it sounds funny, but, you know, NyQuil, when you get that, you know, because NyQuil's got that alcohol into it.
It does, yes.
And that's what you get, but you get that flavor that, you know, that kind of flavor of that NyQuil in it, in, you know, my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's what I got. Now, it wasn't bad.
No.
But would I drink it like the other one? No.
Okay.
In my opinion, I would not.
Yeah.
But like we said, this is the reason we do the show, because it will pair and it will change differently with food.
Sure.
But it's kind of like a little watered down NyQuil, in my opinion.
Well, I respectfully disagree. I like this one. I like this one. And, you know, to quote a wise man, it told me a long time ago, I wouldn't kick it out of my bed for eating crackers. So it's not a bad glass of wine. No, it's good. These were all good. They're all good. But I would, like, if we were out and you just said, "Hey, I'm gonna pour you a glass of this," I would consume this greatly. Now, what it tastes like when it's paired with something might change my mind.
That's
What do you want to have this go around?
I'm gonna go with the Cracker Jacks.
You're gonna go with the Cracker
Jacks?
Because
I feel that with this, the sweetness and things on there, it's gonna kind of bring out the profile.
All right, I'm gonna go back to the ribs here. Again, these ribs are from the Smokehouse over at the Grand Haven D&W. Say hi to my son-in-law Brandon; he'll take care of you. All right, here we go. That Smokehouse is so good. Okay. All right, now we're gonna pair it with this is the Midnight Berry. Midnight Berry reminds me of an overnight guy I used to work with in Fort Wayne. Here we go, Midnight Berry.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. You go first.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. Now I'm going to have to retract what I said. And and that is the reason why we do the show the way we do the show.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I just paired it with some Cracker Jacks as a finger food that you would have at any, you know, social gathering. And that changed the flavor. And I'm going to say, Jesse, try it with a couple of the Cracker Jacks.
I will.
And that really changed the flavor. That was something, that caramel and saltiness on there, it really brought a nice fruitness to it and made it really, really
good. Whoa.
You see that? Yeah.
Boom.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep. It didn't have that NyQuil thing that I first, and like I said, the palate's different. It was right out of the bottle. Maybe it didn't have time to breathe, you know, because I just cracked it open right in there. But boy, once I had it with that Cracker Jack, totally changed my mind.
Yeah. No,
it was. I'm a new man.
It was. Well, usually when you've had meat that's been smoked, the beverage that we're having, the wine, brings out the smokiness in the meat. This is a little bit different in that it brought out the meat flavor of the meat. And it was really a very strong, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, it was very protein heavy. I mean, you really could taste the meat. Whereas with the Cracker Jack, like you said, it was just sweet on sweet, and then it kind of came together. And I mean, all of these pairings, when you have the sweet wine with something that's sweet, it just amplifies the sweet to a whole new level.
Yeah. Now, during your explanation and your description there, I decided to have some of the goat cheese blitz from Lucy's restaurant here, and that paired phenomenal with it. It brought that. I mean, it was like I had a little bit of the raspberry preserve that we talked about earlier. That raspberry preserve, and I just put a dabble right on top of that goat cheese, and it made it nice and creamy and sweet. Oh, I mean, that was really good. Once again, I'm going to have to bring this lineup here down to Lucy's and have them go through the tasting of it.
It was good. These were all good. All right, we have Jeff Crutchmeyer here with us, our in-house sommelier from the Grand Haven D&W. Review once again the wines we had. All the wines we drank here today are available at the Grand Haven D&W, but tell people, just give them a quick point-by-point on what we had and where they can find them.
Yeah, we had the XXL Peach Moscato from the Stella Rosa family. And then we went from there, we went to the Magnum VS Watermelon. And then after that, we went back to the XXL Strawberry and Grape. And then we finished it all off with the Magnum VS Midnight Berry, the Sweet Dip Bowl Flavored Wine. And all of these are really good. Like I said, the Watermelon was more, for me, my nice summer wine. I mean, that was a good summer wine. I would have really liked that. Now we're kind of transitioning, just like our trees and everything else here. I would definitely, that peach and that strawberry going in with that midnight berry at the nighttime. And then pairing it up with some of these foods that we had today from the D&W. I had the apple tart and the Cracker Jacks, as well as the blue cheese and the smokehouse ribs. And then we finished everything out there with the goat cheese blitz from Lucy's restaurant there in Grand Haven.
All right. Again, these wines, everything available at the Grand Haven D&W. And as part of our show, because Mr. Crutchmeyer wants you to come out to the store and see what he has, we want you to ask him questions about the wine, we will continue our special promotion of giving away a $20 gift card to anybody who, well, not anybody, we randomly choose somebody. Let me clarify that. Okay, so what happens is this. This show airs on Saturday mornings at 10 here on 92.1 WGHN, but we get it taped earlier in the week, and then we put it up on our social media sometimes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of that week. And then all you have to do is go online and just like the post where we talk about the wines, and we post the show. And then what we'll do is we'll randomly choose someone, and then we will let you know if you have been randomly selected to win a $20 gift card from the Grand Haven D&W. And you can use that at the D&W. You can use it at the gas station. You can be at any D&W in West Michigan. It will be waiting for you at the courtesy desk at the Grand Haven D&W, and we will let you know if you want. I usually reach out on Facebook and I message you, and that's how we do that.
And as a special bonus, if you really want to get an inside scoop here, if you're listening to this on either Thursday or Friday, and even on Saturday, but this Saturday coming up, which I do believe will be the 20th,
yeah,
there's going to be a 20% off sale happening at D&W, where if you buy six bottles or more, mix and match, you get 20% off. So not only can you just take that $20 gift certificate and use it towards your wine, you'll also get the 20% off sale price on there as well. So now you can actually pick up another bottle.
There you go. There you go. Again, this broadcast is made possible by our friends at DSC Products. DSC Products, located in Muskegon. I believe they're on Latimer, and they are the sponsor of our show. Remember, they don't just manufacture solutions. They are the solutions. When you need products like hard surface cleaners, upholstery care solutions, or carpet care chemicals, get a hold of DSC Products. If you own an office and you need to get your office cleaned and you need the right products, get a hold of the folks at DSC Products. You can learn more by going to dscprod.com, or you can even give them a call at 1-517-545-8187. This has been The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. As always, I'm joined by Jeff Crutchmeyer, our in-house sommelier from the Grand Haven D&W, and we'll be back next week. And remember, every pour tells a story.
The Wine Guy is brought to you on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it.